Wicked laws are no authentication or excuse of personal wickedness, nor any authorization of disobedience to God. They are not to be obeyed, but on the contrary, denounced and rejected. And only by being thus faithful to God can a people keep their freedom. If there be a lower deep in hell than any other deep, such men will, beyond all question, occupy it. Reverend George Cheever.
After the Declaration of Independence was read in New York on July 9, 1776, Loyalists wrote their own Declaration of Dependence.
We whose names are hereunto subscribed, inhabitants of the city and country of New York, beg leave to inform your excellencies that we wish that our conduct, in maintaining our loyalty to our sovereign, against the strong tide of oppression and tyranny which had almost overwhelmed this land, may be marked by some line of distinction, which cannot well be drawn from the mode of representation that has been adopted for the inhabitants in general.
Robert Livingston and John Jay met at King's College, which is now Columbia University, in 1760. These two ambitious men were best friends and law partners. By 1789, however, their close friendship had turned to bitter rivalry, and they weren't even on speaking terms. On the eve of Jay's 1794 trip to London, the two men exchanged formal yet wistful letters that acknowledged the tragic demise of their friendship.
Sunday night, 11 May, 1794. The Chief Justice of the United States presents his compliments to the Chancellor of the State. It is now late at night, and want of time imposes brevity. He assures the Chancellor that while he regrets what is, he will always remember with pleasure what has been their relative situation to each other. Time here or hereafter will arrest error. He thanks him for the kind wishes expressed in his note, and without hesitation reciprocates them.
Washington Irving is widely considered to be one of the first major American authors, probably best known for writing The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. In 1807, he coined the term Gotham to describe New York. And in 1809, writing under the pseudonym Diedrich Knickerbocker, Irving published A History of New York from the Beginning of the World to the End of the Dutch Dynasty.
Dedication. To the New York Historical Society, this work is respectfully dedicated as a humble and unworthy testimony of the profound veneration and exalted esteem of the Society's sincere, well-wisher, and devoted servant, Diedrich Knickerbocker.